The city of Lansing has experienced population growth for the third straight year. Mayor Virge Bernero has said that the city's aggressive approach to attracting new job-creating investments and making Lansing a more attractive place to live, work, and visit and play, that's a big long quote, has helped generate this growth. The Central Michigan chapter of the Public Relations Society of America recently held a panel discussion about the efforts being made in Lansing to retain and attract talent, business, and investment. Joining us in the studio to continue that discussion, Eric Dimoff, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Eric's also a board member for CMPRSA, which stands for the Central Michigan Public Relations Society of America chapter, also joining us from that organization, and from Lansing 501, Chris Sell. Chris, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Mark.
Eric, break this down for us here. How does the regional chamber and the Central Michigan PRSA, how do you work together here?
Well, you know, the chamber, along with our region's education and business leaders, really recognize the importance of having a strong and capable workforce, and that goes with having a strong regional brand and being able to attract and retain talent. You know, many of us, you know, recognize it's one of the most important issues statewide and also nationally, and you know, we recognize that it's going to be a deciding factor in our ability to bring and build a prosperous region.
Chris, explain the name Lansing 501. What does that mean? What's the vision for this organization?
Absolutely. So it's a volunteer-driven initiative. We convened as a group last fall with the support of the chamber and LEAP and the mayor's office. The mayor even spoke at our first meeting last November. There's about 13 of us, mostly young professionals in the community that are really passionate about helping connect young people, young adults, college students, young professionals to downtown Lansing and all of the wonderful live, work, play aspects of the Lansing region. And I think Lansing 501, the name kind of plays off this tagline that Lansing really does stay alive after five, much like the mural in downtown Lansing. So that's kind of the idea with Lansing 501.
But talk to us about your focus on interns and internships here.
Yeah, so specifically, we've partnered with 21 different employers, companies, organizations in the greater Lansing community and kind of struck up this partnership. And we are offering three events this summer, specifically downtown Lansing that are catered towards college students, specifically interns. And so just between the different 20 plus companies, there are over 500 interns that are living and working here in the greater Lansing region that can come to our three events for free. And those events are meant to be fun, educational, and really kind of help college students learn about all of the fantastic, really dynamic living options, entertainment options, all the wonderful things that are happening in Lansing.
Eric, you were recently the moderator for a CMPRSA panel about Lansing. What were some of the topics that arose in that discussion?
It really focused around the Love Lansing brand, which has really kind of taken off here in the past 4 or 5 years. And, you know, like I said earlier, it really is just focused on the Love Lansing brand, branding our region as a place to live, work, and play, and being able to attract young talent to our area and keep them here and power our workforce for the next generation.
Talk to us about who the panel members were. I know Chris was one of them, but who else?
Sure, we had Chris. We also had Rachel Machado from the Gillespie Group. We had Joseph Quick from Michigan Works Association. We also had Chad Jordan from Cravings Popcorn. He's one of our favorites at the chamber. We had Sarah Parkinson from Lansing Economic Area Partnership. And we also had Chris over here. And we also had Cindy Brown from Hello West Michigan kind of give us some insight in how they're branding West Michigan as a place to live, work, and play. So
I'm curious what she in particular brought to the table. What can Lansing learn from West Michigan or Grand Rapids?
I think it's just, you know, we really need to work together and collaborate and kind of stick together on this issue. It's really important. And, you know, the main thing we really need to do is not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. We all need to be really involved in our community to make it, you know, a strong community and a vibrant place to live. And, the main thing she really highlighted is just being consistent with your messaging and really nailing home that this is the place to be.
I'm speaking with Eric Dimoff, Director of Marketing and Communication at the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Also, Chris Sell joins us, the founder of Lansing 501. Back to your efforts with internships here, Chris, at Lansing 501. Do you try to persuade employers to offer more internships. I mean, that is just one more connection. With every internship that's added, that's one more connection to Lansing.
You got it. Absolutely. So I should mention, too, my day job, so to speak, I work as an internship coordinator for the College of Natural Science here at MSU. And so I just get to live this every day, right? I mean, this is what I'm totally passionate about, and that is helping companies connect to talent. And we believe internship to be this critical learning experience that's also wonderful for the business community and adds to the economic activity in the region. So I'll give you an example. I mean, just one of the companies is a sponsor of Lansing 501, Outdoors Insurance, has over 75 interns just in Lansing alone this summer. So just in a three-month period, over 75 college students participating in internships with one company. That's really, really dynamic. And so there's lots of companies in the region that have really robust internship programs. And we think it's, of course, a huge part of their talent pipeline, but it's also a really captive audience for ways that we can kind of help make it compelling story for why Lansing's a great place to stay after college graduation.
I certainly see more online, more social media, a higher online profile, some very splashy type, colorful images of certainly on the Lansing 501 website, but other places as well. Is there a lot of energy there? Are we keeping more MSU graduates, for one notable example, are we keeping more of those people in town at least longer? Is that actually happening?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a lot of momentum going right now, and we see companies like Jackson National and MSU FCU investing in our region, building specifically just to house their local talent interns and keep them here as a pipeline to come into their companies and give them that experience to really break into the professional world.
Chris, what do you think young people like on the Lansing, the Metro Lansing scene? Yeah. What do you think keeps them here? What are you promoting as the features of the landscape that you're really hoping will change minds here?
Yeah.
And dissuade somebody from going to Chicago and staying in Lansing instead?
I don't have enough time, right? I could do that every day, all day. But I think you mentioned the landscape. So figuratively and literally, the Lansing River Trail, just one shining example, a gem of this community that I think young people really appreciate. People want to live by the river. They want to live downtown. They like recreational opportunities. So we see more kayakers up and down the river. We see folks wanting to live downtown. We see folks wanting to go to a Lugnuts game. They want nightlife options, retail. And of course, I think already Lansing as a region has wonderful suburban communities, fantastic school districts all across the region. And so really it's kind of helping young people understand that this is a great place to start at their post-college career, and certainly a wonderful place to stay beyond that.
But the harder part of the question here, I mean, you can point to advantages and very nice features of the landscape and of carving out a Lansing lifestyle if you seek them out. But what are the challenges? Where are we lacking, Chris?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, right? And so I think it's even more convincing more and more companies to have a presence downtown, because I think we see more and more young people wanting to work downtown, right? Quicken Loans Detroit, thousands and thousands of people working there. And so I think you can see that already just downtown Lansing. Now we have a couple different companies like Jackson National and now the MSU Federal Credit Union that have literally opened a workplace on Grand River Avenue because they understand that college students would love to have that working environment in an urban environment right across the street from campus.
Eric, if you could change one thing about Lansing that would just soup up the appeal of the town, what would you change?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think I would just encourage people to just, you know, be more active in promoting Lansing and the Love Lansing brand. A few people doing it doesn't make a difference, but if the whole community is really involved in promoting our region and that sort of thing, you know, I really think it bodes well for the future of our region and really branding it as a place to be.
I have to assume that the proximity of Michigan State is a very good thing. There here is a significant pool of young talent graduating from a four-year research university term after term after term. How do MSU grads figure in your efforts at retention, Chris?
Yeah, it's a critical part of it, right? You know, 3 miles separates the front steps of the Capitol building from a world-renowned research institution with 50,000 plus students. So again, the proximity and some of the things that other communities envy, we have that. We have the state's largest river running through our downtown. We've got MSU, the state capital, the insurance industry, and certainly healthcare is another big part of it, advanced manufacturing with the auto industry. It's enormous. And so I think we might even see beyond the summer programming as an extension of Lansing 501 that could specifically help MSU students, LCC students connect with Lansing and the greater region.
Briefly touch on the three events here you've got coming up too. One last time, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. So you can find all the information on our initiative at Lansing501.com, but specifically this summer we're offering three events. The kickoff event is June 14th, downtown Lansing next to the city market. There'll be nighttime kayak rides, farmer's market, food truck rally, and a concert that's going to be headlined by Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers that evening, open to the public.
Okay. And the, more about the other two at Lansing501.com.
You got it.
Yeah, very good. And that's there are two in July?
So the second event is Thursday, June 30th.
It's actually June, that's right. And the third one is in July.
You got
it. Very good. Lots going on there, lots of fun to have, courtesy of Chris Sell, founder of Lansing 501. We also want to thank Eric Dimoff for his contribution. Eric's Director of Marketing and Communications at the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Best of luck. We'll have you back.
Thank you.